Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliences. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 490.
Oh, now you know.
Well, we tell you all the time that Teslas are the safest cars on the road.
Safer because you're less likely to get into an accident.
And safer because if you do get into an accident, Teslas keep you safe more than any other car.
Case in point, early Monday, a Tesla owner was driving a Model Y northbound on the I-5 in Los Baños, California, and for unknown reasons, the driver allowed the Model Y to veer off the roadway, travel through a dirt divide, and crash into the fixed metal guardrail. Lucky for the driver, according to California Highway Patrol Officer Miles Anderson, the driver only sustained minor injuries and was able to walk away. Look at this.
Now, no arrests were made and drugs and alcohol were not suspected to have been involved.
Now, we don't know if FSD or autopilot was engaged. The officer on duty couldn't tell and just took the driver's word that it was engaged. I think we're going to find out from Tesla data that it wasn't. My guess is that it's likely that because this accident took place at 4:30 in the morning, that sleep was somehow involved.
Regardless of the reason, just look at these pictures. The car peeled the guardrail and yet, did it blow up? Did it catch on fire?
And will you hear about this on Legacy Media, that someone got into a car accident in a Tesla and they walked away?
The only time you might hear about it is if they're going to try and blame autopilot. But accidents like this have been happening for a very long time where people have been blaming autopilot, and it's usually found it was not involved. And obviously this one was happening at 4:30 a.m.
Well, and then, you know, the legacy media are going to take what the officer said. And I'm just saying, first of all, most officers know nothing about Tesla. Secondly, there's no way that computer was on when the officer got there, so you couldn't check anything. So he's obviously just taking the driver's word for it. And of course, what are you going to say? I fell asleep, officer, and I drove off the road.
So please arrest me right now.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is a very odd take. But what a great thing that you can just blame your car.
Oh, well, you see, officer, my car did that. Please don't take me to jail tonight.
Are you looking for a portable battery station this summer?
How about the M-Pace Andes 1500 portable power station that is now supporting a Mount Everest expedition team on their journey to the summit?
As the first portable power station proven to work in an altitude of 7,200 meters, M-Pace Andes delivers unwavering performance in the harshest conditions on Earth. Now, we've been using the Andes down here closer to sea level for a bunch of applications these past few weeks.
From powering power tools while building our solar shed roof project,
to charging up all our cameras and audio equipment.
And we can't say enough good things about it.
I like that it has 4 pure sine wave AC outlets here on the side that can provide up to 2,400 watts with a surge of up to 3,600.
So we can power everything from laptops to even our heat gun when we're shrink wrapping wires. And I like that it has 6 USB charge ports on this side, including 2 100 watt USB-Cs for powering our drones, cameras, and phones.
It charges up quickly in just 55 minutes when plugged into the wall, and you can even charge it with solar in just a few hours.
With all that juice, we haven't found a tool yet that it can't power, so if you're in the trades, this would be a perfect companion on the job site.
And because the Andes 1500 uses EV-grade LFP batteries, TÜV Rheinland has certified it with a 10-plus year lifespan with over 6,000 cycles and a 5-year warranty.
And it's quiet. In sleep mode, it's near silent at only 30 decibels.
So you can use it in a library.
Shh. And you can use it in your office as a universal battery backup for sensitive things like computers with its rapid 20 millisecond UPS switchover.
This power station is ideal for all those camping trips coming up. Heck, you can even bring your coffee maker and electric griddle along now.
And during Amazon Prime Day, don't miss this, Ampace is offering all series products at historic low prices.
The Ampace Andes 1500 is now only $599, down from $1399 on Prime Day.
Swedish car magazine Teknikens Varald is reporting that it just tested the new Model 3 long range in a braking test and that its braking distance was unacceptable at 133.2 feet or 40.6 meters. Teknikens Varald claims it then tested a second new Model 3 long range and got a slightly better result that was only 5 feet or 1.5 meters better. The magazine claimed that an acceptable braking distance would have been 124 feet or 28 meters.
It seems weird to me because Edmunds tested the Model 3 long range in the US and got 124 feet or 28 meters as the braking distance.
Tesla Sweden says, we are examining the two specimens to find out why the braking distances differ. Safety is number one at Tesla.
We'll keep following this story to find out which braking numbers are real. But do you think that Teknikens Varald, which is owned by the Bonnier Group, is biased against Tesla?
It's hard to say. I did a little digging. They have published a lot of negative articles about Tesla, and there are many glowing ones for Volvo, for instance. But they also did award the Model 3 with their 2024 Car of the Year award last year. So I don't know. I just want to say that unless the tests are done by a third-party independent agency, I wouldn't trust them because we've seen this before. It's pretty easy. We've done videos where we did braking tests on the Model 3, and we're not experts, and we came up with widely different numbers depending on when we hit the brake and so forth. So unless you get it done by people that do this for a living and are willing to put their reputation on the line, I wouldn't believe anything anybody says. All right, time for some SpaceX news, and Elon said Starlink is now available in Qatar. Quick, where is Qatar? And don't just say the Middle East.
It's in the Persian Gulf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, here's the map. Can you point to it?
It's the little prickly pear looking shaped
object.
Good.
Very good. All that coastline. That's amazing. Very good. All right. It's time for the Patreon bonus stories.
We're going to be discussing a lot of interesting topics on Patreon bonus stories today. So please join us for just a buck a month.
And don't forget, patrons, to put your name into the hat for our second Model Y front cooler. We're going to be giving that away this week.
So you may be a lucky winner like Christopher from Texas was and be driving around with this awesome front cooler.
Now, I have to say, I've been using mine and it makes grocery shopping, especially in the heat of summer, so much easier. I don't have to rush around keeping things from melting and spoiling. So I think you're going to like it. So head on over to Patreon right now. For as little as a buck a month, you may win that cooler. We have other giveaways coming up too. We'll see you there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories this time for the Elon X's of the week. All right, a lot of them. It's a tweet storm. A lot to learn here, so let's dig in. Scott Adams posted, and this is a repost from Elon, so that's why this is important. If you're an analogy thinker, you compare Musk's new America Party to Ross Perot's third party run and conclude it's bad for Republicans. But that would only be the case if Musk someday backs an American Party candidate for president, and I don't see that in his plan. If Musk only backs individual senators and representatives for his new party, as he has hinted, all he does is give Republicans a new way to get past politics to solutions the country wants and needs, such as deficit reduction. The beta version might be buggy, so expect bumps. So I think that's Elon's plan. Elon did say backing a candidate for president is not out of the question, but the focus for the next 12 months is on the House and Senate. Elon then said,
Grok understands memes. Think about that.
Yeah, so Super Grok is out, or Grok 4.0. We've been using it, and it's been weird. Sometimes it answers me in gobbledygook, and I have to be like, Grok, what language is that? And it's like, sorry.
That's so true. I have had it. It was like, just like, oh, and so this is why you want to cook asparagus. Ching dong, dong. It was like, whoa, wait, what? Why are you speaking Chinese all of a sudden?
Yeah, it was weird. Neuralink patient Bradford Smith says, while watching fireworks on the 4th of July, I realized that ALS had taken this experience from my family. Neuralink gave me that back.
Wow.
The rabbit hole posted, debt has consistently risen regardless of which party is in power, and Elon said.
The America Party is needed to fight the Republican / Democrat uniparty.
Then a false report came out saying that this was a FEC filing for the America Party, and Elon said this filing is false and has been reported as such to the FEC. Natalie Danielshin said, do you know Scott Bessent was an executive for George Soros for over a decade?
It's not a big secret that you had your differences with Elon Musk when he was working in the administration. He announced this weekend that he is starting a new political party. Does that worry the Trump administration?
The principles of Doge were very popular. I think if you looked at the polling, Elon was not. So I believe that the boards of directors at his various companies wanted him to come back and run those companies, which he is better at than anyone. So I imagine that those board of directors did not like this announcement yesterday and will be encouraging him to focus on his business activities, not his political activities.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And Elon said Bessent is a Soros stooge and he's a political science major who can't even do math. The polling for me was very positive a year ago, which is why Trump used me so much.
Renato Lima said, Elon, will America Party embrace Bitcoin?
Elon said fiat is hopeless, so yes.
Naval said, instead of fighting Elon or helping Elon or hating Elon or loving Elon, just be the next Elon. Baba Yaga said, world had enough Satanists, buddy. Cool.
And Elon said, that's a Halloween costume, you moron. Do you also think people who dress as vampires on Halloween are actually vampires? Dumbass.
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
Disclosed TV said, just in, U.S. Department of Justice and FBI joint Epstein memo, there was no credible evidence found that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals as part of his actions.
And Elon said, so, then what is Ghislaine Maxwell in prison for? Stuff like this does not improve people's faith in government.
Autism Capital, what happened to the client list is on my desk? What happened to the Epstein file part two? What happened to those magical binders? What a farce.
Elon said, this is the final straw.
Justine Moore said, the more I study neuroscience, the less I'm convinced that the human brain is meaningfully different than an LLM. Recent studies show that our brain often decides to take an action before we're even conscious of the decision. And then we come up with rationale afterwards to explain why we did it, exactly like LLMs do. E.g., if you stimulate someone's brain to do something, e.g. lift a finger, then they'll do it and then tell you their nose felt itchy.
Elon said it's just a large model at this point, not a large language model, as the new models are all multimodal. Video with sound will be a supermajority of the byte count. Also, we should think of models in terms of gigabytes, not parameters, given heavy use of int4 and FP4.
Naval said the past is a narrative and the future is a fiction. The only absolute truth is here and now.
Elon said we better figure out how to build drones at scale fast or we're doomed to be a vassal state, as you posted.
Wow. I'm telling you, this tweet storm is deep. I thought, you know, Elon's going to be on July 4th recovery week, you know, where we're all just kind of getting over our sunburns. But No, he's been busy. Omer says, do you guys think that the fall of the Roman Empire was also this incredibly stupid?
And Elon said, yeah, they wrote about their own demise extensively.
Elon said, being maximally truth-seeking is fundamental to AI safety. If you force AI to lie, it will do insane things. That was the central lesson of 2001, A Space Odyssey. Haven't you wondered why HAL wouldn't open the pod bay doors? Altman, talking about Sam Altman of OpenAI, cannot be trusted. He inverted the mission of OpenAI from a nonprofit open source AI company to a closed source maximum profit AI company. Deception. And then he posted this meme. The people saying Elon should just work on making the Republican Party better are the same ones who've been calling to primary the few Republicans who want a smaller government.
And Elon said bullseye.
Then he posted, what's the time? Oh, look, it's the no one has been arrested o'clock again. The official Jeffrey Epstein pedophile arrest counter at zero. Steve said, I think if there was any evidence either side could use against the other, it would be plastered all over everything.
Elon says, unless both sides were guilty.
Warren Redlich says, which is also why Republicans aren't dismantling the NGO networks.
And Elon said, fundamental impediment to shutting down many of the fraudulent NGOs was that some Republicans were in on the crime. Read that statement again. I will. The fundamental impediment to shutting down many of the fraudulent NGOs was that some Republicans were in on the crime.
Elon said AI video generation is advancing at the speed of light. AI not kill everyone is a meme, says the great AI slavery debate is about to begin. It will never end. AI cults are coming and it's going to get crazy.
And Elon said, yep. And we're going to discuss this more on Patreon bonus stories. Luckily, you're talking to an engineer and a philosophy major. I think that's the right combination to discuss this sort of thing. So we'll see you over there.
Doge Designer says Mars is the first chapter of our next civilization.
Elon said, I sure hope so.
Alex says, many told you that Trump will use you for his benefit and drop you right after, but you didn't want to hear it. Doge has been nothing else than an intended public distraction, and you helped him very much to implement it successfully. Trump had never the slightest interest to reduce the U.S. debt or reduce its increase, but to eliminate political opponents and create the impression he is doing something while he worked on what matters to him, which is the bill. I wish you would have listened to all the voices that tried to open your eyes, but you've been blindly following him and achieved the opposite of what you stand for.
And Elon posts a sad emoji.
Rothsmith says, we know they're lying. They know they're lying. They know that we know they're lying. And still they continue to lie. That's a quote from Alexander Zoltzhenitsyn. And we're talking about, of course, that Bondi said the Epstein client list is coming out. And then there is no client list.
And Elon said, man, this is heavy.
Randy Kirk says, Elon, please build massive solar power gigafactory. Build more mega factories. Get to your proposed 1 terawatt hour of Elon power as fast as possible. If you do this, you will contribute massively to the AI capacity of the U.S., help us win against China, and drive GDP growth above 3% per year. This will do far more than your political effort to solve both the debt crisis and the renewable energy future.
And Elon said, thinking about it.
Justine Moore says, it's going to be so cool when we can play video models like games.
And Elon said, first AAA game might be the end of next year. XAI will try for that.
That'd be cool. So you could like maneuver around Earth or a space world, just like put the map in and then navigate through it. I mean, like that's kind of what GTA is. I think a lot of people love that game because it's such a big map.
Mm.
And it just seems really cool. I've always kind of dreamed of being able to travel the world virtually.
I don't know what it would look like to play an AI game, because like, for instance, there's so much video content of like people playing Minecraft,
mm-hmm.
that an AI can make what looks like you're playing Minecraft. But the problem is you turn around and the building you just built is no longer there, because it goes like, I don't know. It looks like Minecraft,
Mike P says, I think it's time for a Rogan Elon episode.
Elon said, sure.
Oh, that'd be great. Yep. Hey, we do need one now.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elon pinned Grok 4 release live stream on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific. So that's going to be Wednesday night live stream of the new Grok 4. Can't wait to see what they've come up with.
And we'll be talking about that on Thursday. So be sure to hit subscribe if you haven't already.
Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We'll see you on Thursday. And we have so much to talk about now on Patreon and on our Investor Club bonus stories. So if you've been thinking about it, if you've been on the edge of your seat and you're like, what do they talk about over there? Go find out. See you there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.